This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Mount Moriah's rocking the music charts with their newest album, Miracle Temple. The band recently took part in South by Southwest in Austin. They're gearing up to continue the national tour. They are sharing their music with the whole country, but Mount Moriah calls the Triangle their home. Two founding members, Heather McIntyre and Jenks Miller, once worked together at School Kids Records in Chapel Hill. School Kids not there, but Mount Moriah is, though they're still thriving in Raleigh, at least for the time being. Anyway, they shared their love with a close-knit community that inspired them to start their own record label called Holiday for Quince. It signs primarily local artists here in North Carolina. You can see them play tonight, Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. Doors open at 8 o'clock, but Mount Moriah is here right now. Heather McIntyre on vocal and guitar, Jenks Miller on lead guitar, Casey Toll on the bass, and Joel Westerlund on the drums. Mount Moriah, welcome back to The State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
And it's been too long since you've been here, but you have been on the road. You went South by Southwest. Have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very busy.
Good place to go. Good, good. And what, I mean, what kind of an experience is that? Do you get to experience the music itself, or are you sort of too busy playing and trying to get from one gig to another?
Yeah, there's a lot of moving, yeah, around Austin, a lot of hauling gear around Austin. And so, you don't get to see maybe as much music as you would think, as a band.
Yeah.
But, it's fun. It's, you know, it's a very exciting atmosphere. And so if you go into it with the right attitude, I think it can be a lot of fun.
Well, what's the right attitude?
Just ready for a lot of excitement.
Ready for the hustle.
Yeah, ready to haul your gear all around Austin for a week.
What about your audiences? Did they seem to know who you were, or were they just curious? I mean, can you tell when you go to an event like that if you've got a fan base there or if it's people willing looking for new stuff?
Yeah, I think it's a mix of both. It was cool to see people come to our shows and keep coming to them and hearing us play that week, and a lot of new faces. So
we got to play the Merge Records showcase one night at the Parish, and so that crowd, it felt very familial because the people who were there to see Merge bands. And then we also had a really great experience. The last show we played at an old honky tonk, and there were...
That was cool.
Yeah, there were patrons of the bar, you know, just regular patrons who got up and danced.
Like line danced.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was a new experience for us, and that was a lot of fun.
Will you play something for us now?
Sure. This is Bright Light. Thank you.
tonight, live on the State of Things. Mount Moriah is here, going to be at Cat's Cradle tonight at 8 o'clock. That's from their latest album, Miracle Temple, which is getting great reviews. Congratulations
Thank
on that,
you.
Too. Is this, does this album feel different to you in some ways? Was it consciously different, if so?
Definitely. We approached it, the creative process was pretty different. It was more collective songwriting, and... Yeah, I think it felt more cohesive just in that whole process.
Could you get to that process in a sense? I mean, does that suggest that you're more confident as a band and individually as performers to kind of let go? Did you, is that a sense of it? Or are you just tired of writing? Let somebody else do it.
I think we did gain a lot of confidence on the road after the first record. And, you know, we were ready to make a bigger kind of bolder sounding record. And so I think that's the direction we wanted to go in for this one. And so it was a lot of fun being able to think about, you know, louder songs. The first record was very quiet, very slow, and mostly it had a lot of acoustic songs. And this one's a lot more rocking, a lot more up-tempo numbers that are fun to play live.
You did this one under the Merge label, right? Mm-hmm. Is this the first time on the first Merge record you did? What about that in the creative process? Anything about working with Merge and working under Merge that contributed to that process?
I think so. We found out they were going to put this record out before we recorded it and before we'd finished the whole record. And so I think going into writing the second half of the record, we did feel confident. We knew we had like... the label of our dreams, you know, behind us and wanting to work with us. So it definitely gave us, maybe we were a bit more brave and took some more risks than we would have.
Do you know the song for us?
Sure.
Look it up.
Mariah live on the State of Things with a song called Eureka Springs from their latest album, Miracle Temple, going to be at the Cradle tonight in Carrboro with us today on the State of Things. You started a new label. Tell us about that.
Holidays for Quince. Yeah, Jinx and I run that. We've been putting out local releases actually since 2007, but we recently just put out the Airstrip record, which we is a local band we love, and we asked him to play with us tonight. We've scaled back our releases a bit just because we're so busy.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. It seems to me that's the business end of the music business. A lot of work. Why do it?
Well, it kind of started, you know, we saw so many of our friends and all these amazing local talented bands that, you know, needed homes for their work. And, you know, we do what we can. We're a small label, but, you know, our heart's in the right place. And
do you spend a lot of time working with the musicians, or is it just sort of bring us the recording and we'll try to get it out there?
It's very much artist directed. So when we're working with the band, you know, it's about their vision, and, you know, they're in control of what it looks like. And, you know, we just try and facilitate the process for them in whatever direction they'd like to go.
Great. I guess you can learn a little bit more about what you're going for, and certainly on the distribution end, the business side of it.
Totally.
It's been an education for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot to know. And, you know, I think that having the whole picture is becoming increasingly important for musicians. And so it's been a really valuable education, I think.
Well, it's been great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
We can give you time to play us out, and actually we're going to have enough time for you to play Miracle Temple Holiness to play us out, just to let you know. But I'm also going to tell everybody that Mount Moriah is Heather McIntyre on vocals and guitar, Jenks Miller on lead guitar, Casey Toll on the bass, and Joe Westerlund on the drums. The new album is called Miracle Temple, and you can see Mount Moriah tonight at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro, and find out more at mountmoriahband.com. So you can find out more about us at WUNC.org, and we have links to all the great things that we talk about, and all of the things that we should have talked about are also on our website. On This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, Mount Moriah.